Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you on another edition of Phillies Today. As the offseason rolls along and we get further and further from baseball, still some storylines that we have to get to, but we are officially reaching the time period between the end of the World Series and the winter meetings, or we are in that time period, where free agency is open and things just aren't moving really at all. And, you know, there have been a couple of minor signings here and there, but nothing of note in terms of the big free agents. And that stuff typically doesn't happen until the winter meetings and after the winter meetings. So not too much of a surprise there. But in terms of just getting baseball content, you're yearning for it. And, you know, hopefully we can get that soon, and hopefully this offseason can get going, because there's a lot of questions with this baseball team. There is just, I'm just dying for this team to shake things up in a big way. And whether that's bringing in a free agent, whether that's making a splash trade that they haven't made in the past couple of years, and, you know, they obviously traded for Luzardo last year, but, you know, trading someone from within the organization, and, you know, there's one guy, Nick Castellanos, who we will get to as the pod wraps up. That is one guy who will certainly, it appears, be traded this offseason. And again, a lot of smoke around Alec Boehm, and it just feels like that is probably something that's more realistic than not in terms of happening this offseason. So a lot to get to, but still things moving slowly as they typically do during the Major League Baseball offseason. So we got to get to plenty, though. Bryce and Dombrowski, some more developments there, some positive developments, actually, this week. So that is a good thing we'll get to in a second. Scott Boras speaking on it a little bit more at the general manager meetings, which are going on right now. Not the winter meetings, but just the GM meetings where all those guys get together. So some good stuff out of there from Scott Boras. Harrison Bader, an interesting Instagram post this week that had a lot of people recklessly speculating, as Hugh Douglas likes to say. And, you know, we have some more potential rumors going into the offseason. And we'll wrap it up with some of the awards. As, you know, Kyle Schwarber is up for the Major League Baseball MVP on Thursday night as I'm recording this. But don't think he will be winning that, unfortunately. But, you know, a Philly was represented in the awards that were given out on Wednesday night. So definitely want to get to that as well. So first thing first, going to start with the Bryce Harper and Dave Dombrowski stuff, which frankly has carried these offseason pods that I've done so far, because, you know, it was surprising when Dave Dombrowski came out and said what he said in the, you know, end of season press conference about Bryce Harper and if he's elite or not, compared him to Freddie Freeman, didn't know, said he didn't know if he's going to get back to that peak once again. And obviously, if you're Bryce Harper, you're going to take that in a certain way, because, you know, he still thinks of himself, I'm sure, as one of the best players in all of baseball. And he's dealt with a number of injuries that have obviously frustrated him as his career has gone on and as he's gotten older. He's 33 years old now. So I would think that Bryce was in a spot where obviously he wasn't happy. And then he comes out in the Matt Gelb article, says he wasn't happy, and kind of voiced that, you know, he committed to this city and he committed to this organization and this team. and that he didn't really understand the comments that Dave Dombrowski was making and why, you know, those were made. So I thought it was interesting overall, and we sort of speculated on here that it was about an extension, and I will still sort of die on that hill of thinking that it's probably something that, you know, Scott Boras brought up again to the Phillies, and, you know, if you've watched the Phillies and Bryce Harper over the past year, you would know that giving an extension to Bryce Harper probably isn't good business, just considering the age and, you know, how he's progressed as a hitter over the course of, you know, the last 2 years, I would say. And he hasn't been on the field as much as he was in 19 through 23. So that obviously is a factor in it all as well. So Bryce and Dombrowski finally speak this week, according to sources. And they had, quote, a good conversation the other day, Dombrowski said. I believe it was Jesse Rogers of ESPN got that scoop. And he said, quote, I've spoken to him. We had a nice conversation. Everything went well. All is good there. So it feels like this all could have been avoided if that was just done first, or if that was done right after Dombrowski's press conference happened in the first place. He goes on foul territory and does the whole thing there. And then it just led to a lot of speculation with fans based off of trades. And look, I never thought that Bryce Harper was realistically going to be traded from this team. And I know that they might move some big contracts this offseason, and that's a possibility just because they want to shake things up with the lineup. And obviously you don't want to, you know, be an aging core. You want to be able to have the young kids come up and contribute, like Justin Crawford and Nathan Miller eventually. So I understood where that was coming from, but it just never felt like a reality that Bryce Harper, unless he wanted to, like he's got his 10-5 rights, it just never felt like he was going to be traded. And I just never really thought that was a realistic possibility. So obviously that's been shut down at this point. And I hope that this is something that Bryce, after all said and done, can take away and say, look, my president of baseball operations, who Bryce has always before this offseason, seemed like he had a great amount of respect for Dave Dombrowski and what he's done in baseball. And I hope Bryce takes those comments seriously and takes them to heart and goes out this year and has, you know, maybe not obviously the best year of his career, because I think those days are probably behind him, but has a really good season at the plate. And obviously health is a big part of that. But if Bryce can give you a 2023-esque Bryce season where maybe he doesn't hit 30-some homers, but he hits 25 homers and he hits 280 and he's getting on base a ton and he's playing great defense and he's in the lineup every day, then that's worth the $25.5 million that he's getting. And I just think that that's a realistic possibility. So hopefully this all leads to Bryce getting a little better in the offseason, maybe aging a little better, taking care of his body. Not that he hasn't done that before, but it just seems like maybe, just maybe, this can all be a positive in the end. And that's potentially what Dave Dombrowski was trying to do, maybe challenge his star player. And I don't really have a problem with that. And obviously Bryce took it to heart a little bit with what he said in the Matt Gelb article in terms of the injuries and wanting to play for the city and everything else he said. But I do think that hopefully those Dave Dombrowski press conferences, I think they will, can have an effect on Bryce this offseason. And opening day next year, maybe we see a reinvigorated Bryce Harper. But I think a lot of that, and this is a perfect transition here, will depend on what happens with the roster. And what ends up happening is that if they bring this same core of guys back, we're going to feel a little fatigue with this team. So that's why I don't think that's going to happen. It seems like finally there are going to be some real legitimate changes with the core of this club, and that's going to start with Nick Castellanos. And Nick Castellanos, I would bet pretty much any amount of money that I have in my bank account that Nick Castellanos will not be a Philadelphia Philly next year. And an article came out this week saying that Dombrowski and Nick Castellanos and his representation have talked, and they are going to work out a way for Nick Castellanos to essentially not be here next year. And it's probably best for all parties, and I think that they've all gotten to a point, especially once you got to that incident in Miami this year and Nick Castellanos, you know, giving that press or that post-game press conference that he did in Arizona where he voiced his displeasure with what has been going on. And I just think that it's going to be better for all sides if Nick Castellanos is not here. And if Nick wants to go play for a 60-win Marlins or a 60-win Pirates team or something like that, play every day and be the vet on the team and be able to contribute, you know, in that way and still get us $20 million from the Phillies, why wouldn't you do that if you're Nick Castellanos? I know how much he prides himself in playing every day. That was a big thing while he was here. But it is going to be tough to have to pay him $20 million to play for somebody else. But The situation is certainly too far gone. I just don't think that him and Rob Thompson probably have a relationship that's reparable. And it clearly, once that incident in Miami happened, everything really kind of changed after that. So I think that ultimately, I know that ultimately he will be with another team next year. And that opens up an outfield spot for Justin Crawford, who seems like is going to start with the big club next year. They Dombrowski and the front office have talked about in the offseason how they want to give Justin Crawford his shot with the big club. And think about it with Justin Crawford. He's done everything he could pretty much do in minor league baseball to this point. He hit 330 this year. He is a good fielder. Obviously, his great speed on the base pass, which is sort of his calling card. And if you don't give him a chance now, like, it's when are you giving Justin Crawford a chance? And if I'm being honest, I don't know if Justin Crawford is going to be a great player or even a good player. I think he has the potential to be an impactful player and a guy who can contribute on a winning team. And I think ultimately, and I know Dave Dombrowski, in what he said this week, he believes that they could, I think Scott Lauber of the Inquirer wrote this article, that they believe that Justin Crawford could potentially make the move to center field, but definitely seems like he's more of a corner outfielder, so I'd be pretty surprised if that ended up happening. And just based off of the fit, if Nick Castellanos is gone next year, you probably move Marsh to right, and you have Crawford to play left, and we'll get to a guy who I'm hoping can play center field next year in a minute. But Justin Crawford really makes sense in that corner outfield spot, and you know, you hit him towards the bottom of the lineup, and you see what he can do. Obviously, the ground ball rate has been the big issue. He hits a ton of ground balls, and even in the minor leagues, ground ball rate was pretty much through the roof. And it's ultimately something to where in the major leagues, does that catch up with him because the fielding's better, because obviously the game happens at a much faster pace. So I think it's something to monitor as the season starts next year. And if the ground ball rate doesn't improve, then it's something to where, you know, maybe they look elsewhere in terms of who can, you know, take down that last outfield spot. But I'm excited to see Justin Crawford, I will say. And I think that, you know, he's done, like I said, everything he can from a production standpoint to be able to, you know, be on the opening day roster and start on opening day. So that's what I think will end up happening. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Definitely don't want him out in center field. It feels like he's done most of his work in the corner outfield spots in the minor leagues. So feel like that left field position is the spot for Justin Crawford, which is, it is a little weird because he is a pretty fast guy. And that's, again, like I said, his you know, his main trait that he sort of hangs his hat on. But corner outfield does seem like the spot for him. And center field, I would like to be Harrison Bader once again, because I loved what Harrison Bader brought to the Phillies this year. And I just thought that once they traded for him after the deadline, he brought him not only, you know, a productive hitter at the plate, a really good fielding center fielder, but he was a spark for that lineup and a spark in that clubhouse. Somebody with a different type of attitude, someone who it felt like wasn't afraid of the moment, which I really appreciated. So with Bader, he was in the news a little bit this week because he posted on Instagram, a message, I guess, to the Philadelphia fans saying, I'll read it right here. Philly baby, 2.5 months was not nearly good enough, but that's all the gods had in store for us this year. To the ones who made it happen, thank you. To every screaming fan, I love you, and thank you. To a clubhouse I'm humbled to have been a part of, especially, thank you. The game is a gift, but you, Philly, are a bleeping gift. So a lot of people saw that, and they thought, oh, is Harrison Bader gone? Is that a goodbye post? Does that mean he's not coming back to the Phillies? And our very own Devin Caney at WIP, I assume, reached out to representation or people in Bader's camp, and they shut that down. They said it did not mean that. It was more of a, you know, thank you for the season type of post by Harrison Bader. And that was a relief to me because I am really itching to get Harrison Bader back here. It just feels like it makes a lot of sense. You have the question marks with Crawford in that last outfield spot. And I think with Bader, he brings you a stabilizing force for your defense, and what he did in center field in terms of being, you know, on every ball and essentially taking command of that outfield, I really appreciated. And yes, he did have his best offensive year last year, which could be, you know, a sign for concern just because you don't know if he can replicate that again, especially given the rest of the numbers for his career. But I think in a lineup like this where he's protected enough and he is not obviously one of the focal points, I think that he can still succeed here. So I really would hope that they can bring Harrison Bader back again. I really just enjoyed having him here. I enjoyed his attitude. Felt like he always had a smile on his face. And I think that if he doesn't hurt his hamstring in that National League Division Series against the Dodgers, we might be looking at a totally different series there. So that's a tough one to swallow too when you think about it. And you just hope that, you know, they can bring him back here on a 2-year, maybe say $28 to $30 million deal, maybe with a player or a club option in the third year, and you can get him back. So I think that's probably the best option that they have. I know that, you know, Cody Bellinger, Kyle Tucker are also out there. I mean, Bellinger can stand in center field, I guess, which would be fine. And Kyle Tucker, he's just such a good player to where, again, I don't think they're signing Kyle Tucker, but you could have Kyle Tucker play right field, and, you know, Brandon Marsh can, I guess, stand out in center field. Like, he's not a good center fielder, but just good enough to where you would take the offensive production of Kyle Tucker and, you know, you'd live with what you have there in center field. So, again, don't think they're signing Kyle Tucker, but I do think Bellinger is an option because I think they like his defensive versatility. He can play the outfield well. He can stand in center field. He's more of a corner outfielder at this point, but he can stand in center field. He can play a little first base if you need him to, maybe to get Bryce off his feet for a day or whatever you needed. So I think Bellinger isn't out of the question, but I would still probably rather go after a Bregman or somebody of that ilk rather than Bellinger. So, that's where I'm at on Bader, and I think that, again, hopefully he is back with the team. So another center field option that could potentially be out there that is not a free agent that I just want to mention real quick before I get to the award stuff is Byron Buxton. And there were reports out there this week that Byron Buxton could potentially waive his no-trade clause. And if you go back to the trade deadline, you remember the talk around Byron Buxton with the Phillies. The big thing, and Byron Buxton said it himself to the media, was that he did not want to waive his no-trade clause because he wanted to be a Twin. He wanted to finish his career there, and which always kind of felt like a lie. I don't really know why he would want to do that considering the lack of success that they've had over the course of his career. So that didn't make much sense, but yeah, you got to respect loyalty, I guess. But anyway, there are reports coming out now that he would potentially be willing to waive his no-trade clause for the right team. And I'll tell you what, it feels like the Phillies would be the right team for that. And I understand the injury concerns in the past, and I think that is certainly a factor in all of this and what you would have to give up prospect-wise for Byron Buxton. But he's a top 10 outfielder in baseball when he's on the field. And I think that based off of giving up prospects for a guy who isn't making a ridiculous amount of money, rather than going out and signing a Bellinger or signing a Kyle Tucker, that's something where if you're looking to, you know, save on the payroll and you want to, you know, not spend as much money as you have in the past on big name free agents, and I just think that's definitely a road you could go down. And Byron Buxton last year was just one of the best players in the sport when he was healthy. And obviously he's a great defensive center fielder. He can do a lot for you there. He hit 35 home runs, 83 RBI, and certainly a power source as well. So I just think that Byron Buxton would fit the lineup. And think about it. They've been yearning for that right-handed bat for what seems like a number of years. So he'd be a great right-handed bat in the middle of that lineup. And if you look at what he's making over the next few years, I mean, you're talking $15 million a year as opposed to if you signed Cody Bellinger, like he might be getting double that. Like he might be getting $25 to $30 million a year at least. And so I think that's an interesting option that could be available to them. And if they're willing to give up prospects and would rather give up a prospect haul than a money haul, that's certainly a road that Dave Dombrowski in the front office could go down. So definitely something to, you know, poke your ears at a little bit and keep an eye on. But I think that Byron Buxton to the Phillies is something that's not dead. And I know it's talked about the deadline, but it just feels like it's not totally dead. So when I got to the Major League Baseball awards at this point, there was a big Cy Young candidate in Philadelphia this year, and that was Christopher Sanchez. He unanimously took home second place in the Cy Young award voting, which I thought was awesome because, look, it was pretty obvious that Paul Skeens was going to win the award. He was the best pitcher in the National League this year, although Christopher Sanchez did have him beat in pitcher's war, so want to put that out there. But and Chris Sanchez pitched in a lot of high-leverage games. He stepped up when Wheeler was out, but anyway. So he is second place in the National League Cy Young voting this year. Yoshinobu Yamamoto coming in third. And just what I've talked about in the pod before, but I feel like I haven't brought it up in a while, so I will bring it back up now. Just what an unbelievable ascension for Christopher Sanchez, who, when they traded for him, they traded him, you know, get him from the Rays for Curtis Meade or just, you know, obviously a steal at this point. But he comes in having no control and then gets no control with velocity and then finally gets the control down, loses the velocity a little bit, and then just last year in 2024, just puts it all together. And what is he making now? Like $9 million a year for the next couple of years? Like, the Phillies wouldn't be able to sign another big name anybody if they didn't sign Christopher Sanchez to that contract. Because if you're signing an extension to him now, or if he was up for a contract, he would be getting like $30+ million. So he's going to get an extension, obviously, at some point. But for the next couple of years, at least, you've got an unbelievable steal in Christopher Sanchez for you at $9 million. So he has been absolutely massive just for the past and the future of this team with what he's making right now. And obviously, that was a great move by Dave Dombrowski to give him that contract when he did. But just an unbelievable year from Christopher Sanchez. I mentioned him stepping up when Wheeler went down. I thought he was great in the postseason, even though obviously they didn't win a series there. But I thought he answered the bell in every single way when he was called upon and really had a couple of blow-up starts this year and not much else went wrong for him. So really good stuff from Christopher Sanchez. Congrats to him. Second place in the National League Cy Young Award race. Hopefully, Paul Skeens can get to the Yankees or get to the American League at some point, and we can get a Chris Sanchez Cy Young in here at some point. So, Tarek Skubal, no surprise, gets it in the American League. He's going to be a hot trade target this offseason for a lot of Major League Baseball teams. He's in a contract year after this year. He might be one of the first pitchers to get almost like $50 million. It's going to be pretty insane what that Tarek Skubal contract is going to look like. And unfortunately, I would not be shocked if a team like the Mets went after him, so hopefully that doesn't happen. But Tarek Skubal, definitely a name to watch this offseason. AL Rookie of the Year, big Amish. Nick Kurtz wins American League Rookie of the Year, the Lancaster product. He's from around here, says he grew up a Phillies fan, but pretty unbelievable season for him. He had that four-homer game in Houston over the summer, which was pretty wild. And NL Rookie of the Year, Drake Baldwin from the Braves, the catcher, had a pretty good season down there in Atlanta. And the managers of the year real quick. Pat Murphy from the Brewers and Stephen Vogt from the Guardians. I think they both win it back-to-back. So congrats to them. So, and yeah, the American League MVP will be announced tonight. And you would have to think, obviously, in the National League, it'll be Shohei. And in the American League, you got a pretty close race between Aaron Judge and Kyle Raleigh. I believe Judge is the slight favorite for the MVP tonight. And I would think he'd probably win it, but just what an unbelievable season from Cal Raleigh, and whoever wins it is very deserving. So definitely of note, though, Kyle Schwarber is a National League MVP finalist tonight. He will not win the award, but he is a finalist. So unbelievable year for Kyle Schwarber, and hey, I hope he's back next year. I have this feeling as I wrap up here with Schwarber that I just don't know if they let him go. I think that John Middleton cares too much about, just the perception of the Phillies and them being a team that doesn't let guys like Kyle Schwarber get out of the building. And I would just, I've entered the state where I would be just very surprised if they let him go. And look, do I think signing him to a 5-year deal is the right thing? I've said on this pod time and time again, I don't think it's the right thing. and it's probably something where in the last couple of years of that contract, you're sort of eating it a little bit. You don't really he's not having the production that would, you know, grant it that amount of money. But you know what? When you hit 55, 56 home runs in a season and you have the type of year he does, he deserves that payout. So I would still be pretty surprised if he doesn't end up a Philly. But hey, who knows? Again, like I said, maybe they get creative this offseason and do things a little differently than they've done in years past. So with that, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. And we'll be back next week as the offseason rolls along here. I would just love a move, man. Just give me one move. We're in that time officially. So for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstein. Have a good one, everyone. I'll see you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.